The gospel today is a prime example of how we must read and understand the Bible from the point of view of God. Because from our point of view, the landowner in the gospel today is a terrible, bad businessman. I mean, if you are going to pay your employees the same amount, those who work from the morning until evening, and pay the same amount to those who work only an hour, well, he's going to have problems. The first problem he's going to have, of course, is that none of his employees are going to go to work in the morning. They're all going to now wait until 5 o'clock in the evening. Because why come early in the morning if you get paid just the same amount when you come late in the evening? When that begins to happen, then of course, you know, the productivities of his company, of his land, is going to plummet. Because all of his employees are only working for an hour a day to get the full day wage. So the field is going to be less fruitful. And pretty soon, of course, the landowner is going to go bankrupt. So this is from our point of view. We must understand this gospel and the whole of scriptures from the point of view of God. From God's point of view, of course, the landowner is God. The workers are us. God is going to give all of his workers the same wage, and that wage is heaven. If you understand it this way, then you get it. Heaven is infinite. You don't have here for you a little less of heaven, or here for you a little more of heaven. See, that doesn't make sense. Because heaven is eternal. Heaven is not like the cruise ship, you know, that you have, you know, the inside room and the room with the balcony and the suite. Everybody is going to have the same thing, the same wage that God is ready to give out to his workers. Eternal life. And this is why the wage is the same for everyone. Would you be jealous? This is from the point of view of the world. That, you know, if a person who works for 1 hour gets the same amount of money for the person who works the whole day, obviously that's not fair. But if you understand what the Lord is saying, that it is heaven he's giving out, and just imagine you go to heaven and you have been to go to church, have been going to church all your life, right? You've been praying your rosary, you've been saying your prayers all of your life, and you're in heaven. And then you see your son, who is in heaven now after purgatory. Your son did not go to church, did not say his prayers, you know, lived his own life, and then a few years before he died, he turned to God and started to say his prayer and started to say his rosaries and started to go to church. And there he is, your son, now also in heaven, after time in purgatory. Would you look at your son and look at God and say, God, not fair. This is not fair. I prayed all my life. He's only prayed for a couple of years. What? Why is he here? See, we don't do that, do we? Now you get it. Now you understand the parable. The Lord God is going to give out to those who work in his vineyard the same wage, eternal life. And we will not be jealous, and we will not cry foul. Rather, we will praise the landowner for his generosity. But I want to point out to you that the gospel is about the generosity of God. That God is bent to give eternal life to all. But not all is going to have eternal life. Because, my brothers and sisters, we have to say yes and go to work. All of us have to do our parts. Yes, the Lord Jesus, in his suffering, death, and resurrection, has won heaven for us. So that heaven now is available to every single human soul. But in order for us to be in heaven, we have to do our part. And what is that part? It is saying yes to God. Because God is a gentle lover. He doesn't force us. He doesn't force us to love him. He doesn't force us to go to heaven. God, as a true gentle lover, wants for us to say yes to him freely. This is where the work comes in, my brothers and sisters, saying yes to God. Because you and I know how difficult it is to say yes to God. We have to work at it. The fact that you are here right now, you had to work at this. You had to fight off the temptation of staying home and watch the football game. Right? You, right now, because you're here, you had to fight off the temptation to go to the beach. Beautiful day outside. You have to fight off the temptation of doing many other things than being here in saying yes to God. It takes a lot of work to say yes to God. Because it takes a lot of work to forgive. You notice how easy it is for us? How difficult it is for us to pray? I mean, we can spend hours on YouTube, right? I mean, hours on games. What's that one game? Candy Crush. We can spend hours on Candy Crush, you know? And we're wide awake until we turn off the iPad and starting to say our prayers without nodding off. How easy it is to do the worldly things, and how difficult it is to do the godly things, to say yes to God. How difficult it is. We have to fight for it. That's where the work is. Yes, salvation is given to all. All who say yes. And it is in this saying yes that is a lot of work. It is a lot of work to get to confessions. To say, I'm going to humble myself. I'm going to examine my conscience. I'm going to make a list, mental list of the things that I have done wrong in the last month so that I can confess them to God through his priest. That, a lot of work. It takes a lot of work to be humble, a lot of work to put our pride aside and say to our spouses, I'm sorry, I was wrong. That takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work to honor our father and mother. It takes a lot of work to be faithful in marriage. It takes a lot of work to obey the commandments of God, to say yes to God. And my brothers and sisters, that's what it takes. Even though heaven is free, have been won for us by Jesus on the cross, but God is not going to force us to go to heaven. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we come together this morning to worship God, we are fighting. We are working hard to say yes to the free gift that God has given to us. And wow, we are so grateful for the generosity of God. For those of us who are here and the rest of our lives, we pray for our loved ones, our children, our grandchildren who are not yet here, with great hope, with great anticipation, because we know that even if they come in the last moment, the Lord, the generous God, will give them the same wage. How generous is God? How wonderful is God? Let us help each other, pray for one another, to each and every day say yes to God over and over again.